Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off another hour here from the Texas Bitcoin Conference, the final day of two, what was fantastic days.
I'm really
grateful to have been here. And if you missed it this year, I suspect they'll be doing another one. I mean, we don't have any official word on that at this point, but stay tuned over at TexasBitcoinConference.com for the latest. And we're going to continue here with all kinds of interesting folks.
Yeah, first I want to tell you about ExpressCoin. You can go to ExpressCoin.com and get your Bitcoin, Litecoin, Dogecoin, even the Dashcoin at ExpressCoin.com. They make it easy for you, whether you're in the U.S. or Canada. Just start off at ExpressCoin.com. You can use a money order or a check and get your cryptocurrency of choice. If you use coupon code FTL, you can get the first $40 worth at, well, actually not the first $40. If you get less than $40 worth, you will get it with no fee at all. So
that's
it's really
great.
A great deal. And the fees,
I forgot to mention that earlier when I was talking about them.
The fees are very, very reasonable at ExpressCoin.com.
All right, Mark, please introduce the next speaker. He's spoken at the Bitcoin conference here, and you were excited about it.
Yeah, it's Guillermo Pena. And Guillermo, you're involved. We've talked about the Free Cities projects down in Central America.
Honduras.
It's in Honduras specifically, but they kind of were looking at other countries at one point in the past.
Well, I thought they were bailing out of Honduras because the Honduran government,
the Supreme Court,
like smacked them down or something. The idea was to, for our listeners who don't know, the idea was to kind of cut out a swath of like a free trade zone in Honduras, and you know, have people and businesses and everybody move there and have the government kind of be hands off. But from what last I heard, the Supreme Court basically said, "Yeah, we're not going to be hands off." What's the latest on that?
Okay, well, I guess you're up to date till about a year and a half ago.
That's okay. Right.
It's not the last time we talked about it.
I guess that one of the good things about having uncertainty in politics in Latin America is that you just...
It's uncertain.
and that's one of the things we're trying to fix, but when something like the Supreme Court strikes something out, it was able, the government, there's some really smart people behind this project in Honduras who are inside government.
It's a really good idea.
And so they worked those 2-3 arguments that the Supreme Court had with the Supreme Court, and then they reintroduced it into Congress, passed it again by over 115 out of 128 votes.
Really?
All parties supported. President signed it off, and then there was another, someone took it again to the Supreme Court, and this time... the claim was thrown out and all stuck. So
it's moving ahead then.
So it's ahead now. The project switched names from the first time. The first time it was Regiones Especiales de Desarrollo, Special Development Regions. Now it's the official name of the project is Zones for Economic Development and Employment, ZEDEs.
Okay, yeah, I see that acronym out there.
Okay. Things are actually moving fine.
Are we in the realm of authorized? Are we in the realm of building? I mean, where are we at?
We are now we have the final rules of how. So there's this one body that has been handed off. But what the legislation created is something like a board of advisors that approves projects or disapproves projects according to certain rules. What's been slow this last year was that we didn't have those rules. There's 21 people. Most of them are all around the world. One of them passed away last November. I mean, so there's been all these things that I'm trying to get to work. They have met. These people have met face to face. They have agreed on the final rules. We should be seeing these rules publicly, if not this week, within the next 10 days, for sure.
These zones are going to be created within, like, they actually have where they're going to be? Do we know that?
Well, you know, that's up to every development group.
Okay.
Because these are, the government does not assign where the land goes, where the land happens. That's up to where you as a private developer want to make it happen.
Okay.
Some people have tried to go on islands or far away from population, but I think there's been a problem with that concept is that the idea of creating the zones was to improve the quality of life in Honduras and for 8 million people.
This would be great.
Not to create islands of successful people who are isolated from everyone.
We have that already. We don't need that in the world.
Exactly.
What we need is for places where people who, you know, or the first world folks or whatever can go and interface with third world folks in a way that's, you know, they're comfortable, it's peaceful, they have a legal system that they can interact with that makes them, you know, comfortable, and that, you know, that therefore poor people can...
Creating jobs.
Yeah, provide goods and services.
But there's another element I'd like to add to that. That is that if we do things right, these zones will be demonstrating that law can properly be applied in Honduras, which
it's
is
kind of a dangerous place. At least that's the word.
That's how it's been sold out. I'm not going to say that things are perfect by any means, but the numbers coming out of Honduras for this past year, homicide rate has gone down 20% almost this year. Which is a very big improvement.
Is self-defense legal in Honduras?
Absolutely.
Like, you know, any guns and things like that?
Yeah, you can own up to five. Which
you carry it around on your hip?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You can carry around rifles. Just automatics are controlled.
Okay.
But besides that, you can carry pretty much...
You protect yourself.
Anything.
So where's the violence coming from? Is it drug gangs? I mean, where's it... what's the source?
Okay, so... The government, let's say the police was a highly corrupt police for a very long time. It's one of those problems with having the monopoly of power.
Yeah.
You know,
we're familiar with that problem.
Yeah, you know exactly that. So, you know, and that also happens in courts. That happens when everything is centralized. You get that little problem showing up all over the place. So, you had the problem with within the infrastructure, but when the drug cartels started running loose, there's a point where we're seeing planes finding burnt down planes like every other day that were because the cocaine
shooting them out of the sky?
No, it's cheaper to burn a plane than to fly it back and risk getting caught.
Huh.
So there was planes all over, say in Guatemala. I mean, this isn't only Honduras, but in the past year they've caught all of the major leaders of organized crime, drug-related organized crime, all of them. 2 weeks ago was the last one they caught.
Wow.
So that filtered in the violence, the restructuring of the over-organized crime. What we're seeing is that between the 2006 and 2009 period, let's say, the planes flying out of Venezuela, that's not Colombia really where the planes fly out, it's Venezuela.
Take your word for it.
They were concentrating into Honduras, so about 90% of the flights were coming into Honduras because of a lack of protection. We're starting a campaign against prohibition of all drugs just because there's no need in what we're doing.
Yeah. We cannot stop on the damn drugs, are they?
No, it hasn't worked in 40 years. You guys know how it works here. We're over there. It doesn't work here.
Yeah. There'll be new drug lords. You can bust them. New ones will come in.
Right. Our current president was in D.C. I think about a year ago and on a talk about this. So, I mean, even the idea of prohibition, of ending prohibition, is being played
People
out there.
People are talking
there.
About it. Okay.
If you were to relate the amounts of homicides... to population in the U.S. would be like about 250,000 a year people, you know, being murdered. It's not significant. So, but things are, like I said, a lot better, and I think they will be continue getting better. And if we get this project going on, it only helps with the cause.
Where can someone go to learn more about the Free Cities project or the zones? What did you call it? The zones for economic development?
ZEDES. But we have something on our website. We have some stuff. Eleutera.org.
Can you spell that?
Eleutera.org.
What's that mean?
Eleutera. There's you might. I don't know if you've heard of an island in the Bahamas called North Eleuthera. Also, and it comes from a Greek city that played on commerce and on its residents' best interest instead of arming itself up and going into battles with, you know. So it aligned with Athens or with Sparta or with whenever they needed to be for the benefit of their own people.
Oh, cool.
So there's an idea behind it of people should be able to move out of legal systems that don't work for them.
Yeah.
Because,
but stay in the same place.
But
right?
Stay, but be free to stay, exactly. Which is one thing that we don't really get a chance to do.
Oh, we would love that. That would be great.
And these zones now, that's the opportunity that it gives us, the competitive governance structures, to test new law, but also to use old law packages and bring them in. So
Very good. Thank you so much. And what's the website? Give it one more time.
E-L-E-U-T-E-R-A, eleutera.org.
Guillermo Peña, thank you for
Please
coming.
Please stay in touch with us on this, because this is really important to us, Guillermo. I really think this is an awesome project, and I think you can bring, you might be doing the most to bring freedom to this planet.
Thank you very much. I know that I will never come across a bigger project than this, and we're taking it very serious. And I thank you guys for the time.
Thank you, man. More coming up here in Rome.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
For over 20 years, you've trusted Lumber Liquidators to make high-quality, beautiful flooring affordable for everyone. Delivering this value means you get the floor you want at the low price you deserve. So we've lowered prices even more. This week, get stunning Espresso Hevea 3/4-inch solid refinish hardwood for just $2.99. Or natural strand bamboo for 41% less than our competitors. And 18-month special financing. You trust our value, we value your trust. For quality hardwood, see the flooring experts. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shealy. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counter-terrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Chain. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheevan. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug-out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here at the Austin Texas Bitcoin Conference, the second version. We were here last year, had the great pleasure of being able to broadcast from this event previously, and now we're back, which it's even better this year than it was last year. And, of course, as always, just a tremendous group of people here, Bitcoin movers and shakers, and also a lot of people who are actually new to Bitcoin, which is always fun to see new people, you know, lots of them probably from the Austin area and the surrounding areas coming in to kind of check it out, feel out this world. And there's a big, deep world here, and you can really dig in as deep as you'd like. Go to TexasBitcoinConference.com. Learn more. Watch videos from last year. Those are up now. The videos from this year will be up, I'm sure, as soon as they can possibly get them there. So, continuing on here with some of the interesting folks about here at the convention, Ian and Mark here in the sort of temporary studios that we have. We've got Matthew Rozak with us. Matthew, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Good to be here, guys, and it's an honor actually, because Free Talk Live has been part of the lore of Bitcoin for quite some time. The stories have been repeated and repeated with the Roger Vers of the world, and it's super cool to be here.
Yeah, Bitcoin has grown. Certainly, Free Talk Live was there in the beginning. We got some influential people interested in it, but it has grown so much bigger than any of its starting places.
No doubt.
It was actually pretty cool. We've been following the Silk Road trial, which, of course, is not cool, what happened with Ross Ulbricht. But at one point in the trial, they actually referenced Free Talk Live because somebody sent him a message at one point that there was this radio show that was talking about the Silk Road, and so we actually got a mention as part of that case. And of course, ever since then,
the prosecutor loves us.
Yeah, because actually, with some of our friends from Keene, New Hampshire, we moved up to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, which is a group of libertarians all converging in New Hampshire. And during Ross's trial, about 7 or 8 libertarian activists from New Hampshire came down there, and they were the ones holding the signs out in front of the courthouse. I don't know if you saw any of the photos, but the mainstream media picked up on that, and ultimately the judge in the case threatened Ross. The judge threatened to sequester the jury, to force them to stay in a hotel, keep them under protection, which would make it look to the jury like maybe they were being threatened by Ross. And so ultimately Ross and his family asked the protesters to go away, and there's debate about whether or not that was a good choice, but nonetheless, we've been pretty intimately involved here, so I appreciate the recognition. Thanks.
Yeah. No, I have my own Silk Road story, by the way.
Do you want to tell it?
Yeah, absolutely. So my the venture firm that I founded in 2003 was called Silk Road Equity. Okay, so follow me here. Now, if you think of the this beautiful ancient trading route between Asia and Europe, and all the great analogies you have between commerce and collaboration and communication and all these great analogs for technology, the Silk Road was a great name for that brand that we thought we would leverage and kind of make some hay with, up until fast forward about 10 years or whatever, and we invested and built a lot of businesses, and then this Silk Road thing comes up, and wow, this is kind of interesting and weird, and so you create a little Google alert, and you kind of watch this, you follow this, and then you kind of see this Bitcoin dynamic, and you're like, wow, this is a fascinating piece of technology, amazing innovation, and
wait, so that's how you got turned on to Bitcoin?
Well, one of my social gaming companies in Singapore actually got me into Bitcoin, so it was certainly on my radar.
Okay.
And then this happens, and the more kind of vectors that cross,
sure,
in a particular thing and develop a crosshair on a particular keyword, i.e. Bitcoin in this case,
right,
you hear about something so many times, I gotta lock myself in the room, turn off my cell phone, and start studying what Bitcoin is, 2-3 years ago, and that was the best thing I ever done.
Wow.
And
that's a big thing to say, right?
Like, yeah.
It's huge. So you do venture capital.
Yes.
That doesn't sound very exciting. Is it?
Yeah, no. I mean, I think it's super exciting.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's money, right? You've got money, you invest in things,
yes.
And now are you doing all Bitcoin venture capital stuff?
Right now, it's 100% Bitcoin blockchain-based technology investing. So
wow.
That's been my focus and, quite frankly, my passion for the last 2 years.
That's excellent.
What are some of the things happening in this sphere? I mean, this is so completely outside of my world, right, to have money to give to people. I have no clue.
We work in radio.
Well, I mean, you have Bitcoin as, and from my perspective, one of the greatest generational opportunities for entrepreneurs and investors, i.e., this is a lifetime opportunity because, we're kind of at the front end of, where personal computing is or where mobile, telephony is or the internet. This is a similar kind of ground zero for a protocol, a way to transfer, store, manage value in a secure, decentralized way. So this is like something that the invention of Bitcoin, I think, is pretty profound.
Well, you're doing more, though, than just investing in companies. You're also getting behind BitGive.
Yeah. Staying very active, beyond investing in, and now it's over 20 Bitcoin companies. Also, very, very intrigued and passionate about helping others. And my original premise was to start my own charity. And when I met Connie and heard what she was up to, I loved the ethos of BitGive and kind of what she's trying to promote. So I just joined her board.
Yeah, why reinvent the wheel?
Yeah. No, I want to completely support her and the team there. And make stuff happen through BitGive. So also I'm on the board of the Chamber of Digital Commerce, which is a trade association for the Bitcoin industry in D.C. and also was a producer of The Rise and Rise of Bitcoin, the first ever documentary on the Bitcoin ecosystem.
Yeah, so, people haven't seen that. It's a really fantastic documentary. Where do people find it?
You get it on iTunes, so it's available, and now available on Amazon. So.
All right, so one other thing you're doing, the Chicago Bitcoin Center. You're based in Chicago,
yes.
So what is that?
So I've been, traveling around the world for the last couple of years on this kind of Bitcoin caravan, if you will, going to conferences, meeting with entrepreneurs, going to meetups, what have you. And I found, the East Coast, New York, as a center of gravity of kind of Bitcoin energy, and certainly San Fran, West Coast, L.A. has a great energy level around Bitcoin, blockchain-based technologies, innovation, entrepreneurs, capital, ecosystems being built. But then, in my hometown of Chicago, it's interesting because Chicago has this amazing fintech DNA. So you think of,
yep.
The Chicago Board of Trade, the Mercantile Exchange, the first, modern IPO was Sears Roebuck, credit cards, car leasing, a lot of these innovations.
They are ground zero for commodities.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
For the whole world.
Yeah.
Chicago, it's because of the meat pack processing and all that stuff, but it doesn't matter why. It's just true.
Yeah, right on. And so you have this DNA, this, some of it, albeit is a trading kind of dynamic, but at the same time, you have this, financial technology innovation in Chicago. And so I wanted to create a center of gravity for that. Mm. And so next month, launching the Chicago Bitcoin Center at 1871. 1871 is a top 10 global incubator, and so Chicago Bitcoin Center is going to be a specific incubator for Bitcoin blockchain-based technology companies.
Matthew Brosnack, thank you so much for what you do for Bitcoin. You've created such a wonderful space. Where can people go and get involved with BitGive? Because this is a great organization.
Yeah, no, thanks thanks for that, and I totally agree. So you can go on BitGiveFoundation.org and get more information there.
So BitGiveFoundation.org.
Yes.
Okay, very good. I like
the project so much, we've gotten involved too. So
that's right. We donated to the fundraiser.
And
Matt
matched it.
Yeah, you matched 15 Bitcoin. What was the total last night?
Yeah, it was 15 Bitcoin to the 15 that was raised. So, everybody did a great job.
We got more coming up here. Attention, listeners. SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. It's built in ferro rod, strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here in Austin, Texas at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference. It's a fantastic event. I'm really glad to be here yet again this year. And Mark's over doing his emceeing gig, introducing folks on stage. I'm here continuing to talk to some of the interesting folks, the entrepreneurs, the doers, the creators in the Bitcoin universe. And, you know, every year in the Bitcoin world, there are new startups, new businesses coming into existence offering unique concepts that, because of Bitcoin, have never been offered before to the world. And Cedric is here with me. I didn't catch your last name, Cedric.
Yeah, Cobban, C-O-B-B-A-N.
Cedric Cobban, the president of PeerTrax, PeerTrax.com, as in P-E-E-R, like your peers, PeerTrax.com. It looks music-related. Tell me about this. What's going on with PeerTrax?
Yeah, definitely music-related. In a nutshell, we're basically a music streaming website, just like Spotify would be. We also offer retail, just like the iTunes Store would.
Mm-hmm.
And the twist is that we offer a completely different incentive model. So it's a revolutionary way to interact with your fans as an artist, vice versa. So this is all done through cryptocurrency. PureTrax itself is exclusive. A streaming website.
It's exclusive cryptocurrency. No dollars changing hands.
No, not necessarily. So anybody can access it. Anybody can just show up with his credit card, fund his account. You can fund your account however you want. The twist with PureTrax is that every single artist profile has by default tokens, cryptographic tokens, created with them. That means it's a mix between, the token itself is a mix between a fungible VIP pass into the artist's life, or the podcaster, right? Anybody who creates audio.
Mm-hmm.
And you can offer perks and benefits to all of your token holders, basically. The token itself acts as a talent discovery mechanism also.
How's that work?
All right, this is where it gets kind of interesting. Yeah, for me, at least, everybody likes their own little part of the whole ecosystem we're creating, but this is really good because I'm one of those people who always try to find new music. I have the same stuff on my iPod. I love to discover new music, and I don't have a bunch of people working for me that just curate music and tell me what's good.
Sure.
This is kind of what we're trying to do. We're trying to expose new talent. So if I do a walkthrough of a new artist, he would basically create his profile right on PureTrax, and tokens are automatically associated with it, limited edition tokens that he can just sell on the platform, just like you would sell a baseball card.
Say. Okay.
Now, say you're a music fan or a music connoisseur that knows about jazz. So say you go to hashtag jazz, just start going down the list. I don't like this song. I don't like this song. This is bad. I hate this. This is horrible. Oh, wait, this one is pretty good. You can just follow the artist as you would on Twitter, say.
Okay.
Or you can buy the token itself. If you have a buck and his token is a penny, boom, you just can buy 100 tokens right there.
And what does that get you, the token?
Right. This is where it gets interesting. Now that you've purchased the token of that artist that you enjoyed or think he has potential, you now have an incentive to see that artist thrive because the tokens are actually, their value is purely free market value. It's based on supply and demand. And we've managed to tie the income you earn on PureTrax. The artist activates a little buyback mechanism so that the more he streamed, the more he sells, there's a section of his income that goes into his token, right? It goes into buying back his token. This is all complicated, but all it means is that the more an artist is streamed, listened to, shared, the more he sells, or podcaster, right? The more your audio is consumed, the more your token goes up in value on the free market, the decentralized exchange we created.
Hmm.
That means once you're somebody who just found this little obscure artist and you think he has potential and you bought his token, it can go up in value. You now have incentive to actually share it. We all share music.
Yeah.
We all do that on social media. Listen to this. It's great. Listen to this podcast. It's amazing. You know, this kid has potential. Now you have an actual self-interested reason for doing so. We're not just tapping into the altruism, which always exists. We're tapping into the selfishness, the self-interested, profit motive kind of motivation.
So, okay. So there's kind of two sides to this, right? So there's the side of the listener, and then the side of the creator, right? The side of the person who's creating the content, whether it be, as you say, a podcast or music. So as a listener, I go to PureTrax.com, which hasn't quite launched yet?
No, it hasn't launched yet. We just presented yesterday at the Texas Bitcoin Conference.
What's your ETA? When are you planning on opening the doors?
That depends on too many factors, so I can't really give a date. What we have right now is a working platform. The blockchain is being created. Everything is done on blockchain, so PureTrax doesn't hold any funds. We don't match orders. We're not a centralized exchange like Mt. Gox or Bitter. Everything is done on a blockchain, so the bids, the asks, the order matching, the funds are held all on blockchain. We can't be hacked. We're just more like a viewer as far as all the financial stuff goes.
Okay. So let me see if I'm following this because it does seem a little complicated. I'm hoping it'll be more simple when I go to the website and get started.
Oh, definitely.
So as a listener, I go to PureTrax. I can listen to music without paying for it?
Exactly.
Up front.
Yeah. So when you, as a listener, you show up to PureTrax and you get the entire catalog for free. You don't have to, you don't have anything to do. You just show up, listen to any music you want.
And if I like it, then I can buy the artist's token.
If you're into that.
Yeah. And then the tokens.
And you have a lot of perks for doing that, but not everybody would necessarily want to do that. They might not even know what it is. They might not be interested in that artist. They just like one song. They don't want to actually benefit from that person giving you perks, or giving you free access, or giving you discounts on merch or tickets. Or there's a lot of different things a token can do for you.
Okay.
Other than just going up in value the more you're streamed and sold.
Right. So I would buy the tokens, and then those can be used to do other things for me later on as a listener, right?
Yeah. So as a listener, you just listen to everything you want, podcast, music. If you decide to purchase a token associated to that Rihanna profile, now you actually have skin in the game in Rihanna's online career, say. So as long as she's selling music, that token can go up in value. If she decides to say, hey, I have 20 seats left at Madison Square Garden, I'm giving in to my top 10 biggest token holders. You just got a kick-ass perk just for being at one of
just
her...
Just for supporting her early
on.
Or
you're a fan that you didn't just click like on Facebook. You actually put some funds. So you kind of put your money where your mouth is.
And if it's a new artist, not Rihanna or whoever, somebody new, presumably the tokens won't be very expensive for someone who's new. But then in theory, they could become worth more as that person, you know, shoots off into the stratosphere of popularity.
Exactly. So you have an incentive to find talent early.
So not only are you supporting, starting to come together for me now, not only are you supporting the artist in the early phase or even later on, but you're also, there's that chance that you could actually benefit as well.
Exactly. It's like a partnership between artists and fans. Like, if they thrive, you will thrive also.
Okay, so what about from the artist side, what does it take for an artist to get involved in this?
Right, well, if you go to peertracks.com right now, since we haven't launched yet, you can go to the artist sign-up, and you can create your whole profile. It's just not going to be public yet. You're not going to be able to...
Does it cost money to do
that? No. Everything is completely free.
Okay.
So
you guys provide them with the tokens. They're not buying the tokens.
No, actually, the tokens are all created on a blockchain. And when you show up to PeerTracks, you create your profile. The tokens are created on blockchain. So PeerTracks isn't actually doing it. We're just providing a window for you to create your own token on a blockchain. That's a decentralized market where every token will trade for another token. And, pretty much.
It's a very interesting, unique concept. And I see that PeerTracks.com, it's up. It's a pretty-looking site. I mean, it looks like very well-designed, very beautiful. I think that folks who are interested in, you know, getting their either podcast or music out there might be wanting to take a look at this. And you guys are here, of course, at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. I imagine you're going to be hitting up other Bitcoin shows in the future and getting the word out.
Yeah, definitely getting word out. We're actually going more mainstream. So
how are you going to do that?
Well, we aren't focused on crypto. Nobody needs to understand crypto in order to use the site.
Okay,
it's
that's
a site
helpful.
That's made for the masses. All you have to know is how to navigate a music streaming website, which any little teen can do.
Perfect.
So,
Cedric, I want to say thank you, man. I really appreciate you coming by. It sounds very exciting. Good luck with the launch, and thanks for coming on Free Talk Live here tonight.
All right, thank you, anytime.
PeerTracks.com. Go check it out. There's more free...
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoins by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction
auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are here at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, the second annual. There will be a third annual. We were told earlier by Paul Snow, the organizer, which it's great news, and hopefully it'll be back at this venue, which has been absolutely fantastic. Of course, the crowd's great. The weather's been perfect. And we've always have fun talking to the interesting Bitcoin personalities at this particular show. One of them, Anthony DiOrio, a Free Talk Live listener, Toronto-based. Anthony, welcome back to the program.
Thanks very much, guys.
So you actually were telling me the other night, we were actually at a dinner, and you said that we were responsible for turning you on to Bitcoin.
That's correct. Like many other people that I know in the space that have been around for a while, you were the first place that I heard about it. And the funny thing is, the first day I heard it, I went out and bought a Bitcoin as well.
Nice. Wish I'd have done that the first time I'd heard about Bitcoin.
Yeah. And did it in 2012. It was in the summer. I think Bitcoin was around 10 bucks, 11 bucks at the time. And ever since that, been first time listening to your show, actually, was when I first wrote Bitcoin. And I'm a devout listener, and I'm caught up to date with every single episode you guys have done.
That is a rarity, I'll tell you.
Yeah, that's outstanding. So you've got a lot of stuff going on in the Bitcoin world. You showed me some of it last night. You explained to me, finally, you know, in some understandable terms, what Ethereum is. Because I was under the impression, oh, God, another altcoin. There's, what, 400 or something altcoins out there. That's what the world needs, is another altcoin. But it's more than that, right?
Correct.
Tell me about Ethereum.
Sure. So it definitely is not an altcoin. Ethereum is a next-generation technology that's taking what we learned through Bitcoin and the blockchain technology and expanding it beyond payments. So with Bitcoin, it's amazing to send value and actually be able to verify that the transaction's been sent. But what we're developing with Ethereum is a programmable blockchain that's going to allow for so much more. And our system works on a contract system where you'll be able to, on a peer-to-peer way, be able to have contracts with other individuals, and these could be legal contracts, they could be marriage contracts, they could be whatever you want. And our ultimate goal is actually creating a new decentralized internet. So you're going to have a brand new browser called our Mist browser, and you're going to be installing
Mist browser.
Is actually the name of our browser. And our first launch of Ethereum is coming up very soon. With that, you're going to have the mining, and you're going to have the implementation of the infrastructure. And then we're rolling out on different levels the better user experience down the road, which will include Mist. And on Mist, you're going to have decentralized application that people are creating. And these decentralized applications will be run in something like a Play Store or the App Store, where one-click installs. Mm-hmm. And you're going to have your wallet in this browser. You're going to be able to browse decentralized websites. We have our whole new DNS system that's being built as well, which will be censorship-proof.
Now, that's interesting, because we see this all the time with the government swooping in and seizing a website. They put all their gang symbols up saying that we took this website, and then, screw you. And they literally go to ICANN, the centralized domain name registration group, and they just say, oh, you're going to hand that over to us, and ICANN does it. And so your new system, one of the myriad of things that can be done with it, is protecting websites from seizure like that.
That's right. Basically, we started off with the Web 1.0. We had static web pages back in the 90s. Now we've moved into the Web 2.0 with JavaScript and being able to have all your social media inside a browser. What we're creating is what we call the Web 3.0, which is a completely decentralized system. Yeah.
That's
really what needs to happen is that at this point, ultimately, governments around the world, specifically the most powerful ones, the United States comes to mind, and there's a few others, they have a great deal of control about what information travels back and forth on the Internet and what things people are able to do on the Internet. And decentralizing it will allow people to just have more power in that region.
Exactly. I mean, I like to reference the file sharing systems back in the day. We had Napster, centralized system, very easy for them to go and shut it down. You've got the servers there. When you're dealing with serverless systems, which is what we are creating, you're more of got like what you have with BitTorrent. We have BitTorrent right now. There's no way that can be shut down. It's decentralized. People have little parts of files all over the world spread out, adding redundancy, and it can't be taken down. And that's what we feel has to be created and will be created with the Internet.
So let's back to Ethereum. So decentralized name service, but how do you decentralize serving a website? You're not doing that, right? Like you still got to have a server in a rack somewhere, don't you?
You're going to have storage. You're going to have people that are going to be able to host all parts of different websites. So you could actually, and eventually you're going to have systems where people are being incentivized to actually do hosting. So you'll have decentralized storage systems. Like you guys have talked about storage before, and I think MadeSafe.
Yeah. That's
yeah, so right. That's going to fit right in, and they'll be able to have contracts right on Ethereum. You'll be able to implement things like MadeSafe and storage right into Ethereum.
Let's talk about the contracts aspect of Ethereum, because that's pretty important to it, right?
Exactly. Everything is based around contracts on Ethereum. Yeah. So people will be able to develop contracts, and they'll be self-executing. So they basically will be run, and you'll have some trusted third parties that you can get data from as data streams. And then depending on what happens, you could have betting systems, peer-to-peer. You could have systems where wills in place, where if something happens to you, you can actually automatically distribute all of your assets.
Yeah, imagine for a second if something happens to you, which it ultimately will, all your assets in the form of cryptocurrencies are distributed to exactly the people you want them distributed to, with exactly the provisions you want them distributed, and the organizations and all that stuff, and it's just done automatically. You don't need some attorney or the executor. I mean, how much inefficiency is there currently in the marketplace just around estate planning and this sort of thing?
For sure. I mean, what you're doing is removing third parties. I mean, it's exactly what Bitcoin's done with the payment systems, right, and banks. You don't need them anymore in order to do these systems. And when you have something like Ethereum that's coming along, you'll be able to have these contracts that are self-executing and self-enforcing.
It's amazing.
Yeah, so, I mean, cutting out those third parties is going to be huge for efficiency and cost savings. I mean, making a will, you have to go to an attorney, and then that's going to cost you a bunch of money, and they got to draw this paper up.
So many business contracts out there, too.
Yeah.
You only need a contract for when things go poorly, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, before that, everything's fine. So contracts kick in when for whatever reason, things go poorly. And there's, ways for this to work out and sort of be checked on by third parties and through escrow and stuff like that. And when it doesn't go well, then everybody's arguing. Right? So, he said this and that and the other thing, and I don't agree that this happened, and this is the way I interpret that, and just a variety of things. I had to deal with it recently with Free Talk Live, and I'm like, oh, God, please. Why? Why do we do this?
Yeah.
And so, at this point, it just all gets done automatically, or close to automatically.
That's right. And I want to talk a little bit on how our system works as well. So we've got Ether, which is our fuel of our platform. So with Bitcoin, you have Bitcoin, the protocol, and you've got Bitcoin, the token system, and which gets value because it's the only thing that runs on the platform itself. And that's why Bitcoin has value, because it's using this really amazing system in order to transfer funds anywhere in the world instantly for pretty much free. With Ethereum, we actually have Ether, which is a fuel that powers that powers our platform. And it's key to have this token system because, of course, that's the incentivization mechanism for people that are doing the mining. And that's also needed in order to run these contracts because it ensures that there's no malicious code that's being written, because eventually you'll run out of Ether. So Ether actually is what
you
actually
driving
the platform.
You have to pay to run the code.
Correct.
Which, you know, the people who are bad folks out there aren't going to be willing to pay constantly to keep running bad code. Right?
That's it. And the problem it also solves is looping problems. So computers don't know when they're actually in a loop.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have Ether or you have something that's actually needs, in order to run it, it will eventually run out and will stop a program that's not working properly. And with Ether, we sold Ether in a crowd sale last year, and we became the largest completed crowdfunded project of all time.
I believe I have some of that.
Oh, all right. That's great. So, yeah, we sold 31,000 bitcoins worth of Ether at the time, worth $18 million. And, we got 9,000 purchases through that crowd sale. So we've really built up an amazing community. We've got dozens and dozens of meetup groups all around the world that are just coming together. People are starting to develop on Ethereum, and we're launching very soon.
So there's three phases to the rollout. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, we've got Frontier, which is the very basic protocol and mining system that's coming out. Then we have Homestead, which is actually starting to use real Ether in the system once the Frontier has been working smoothly. And then we have Metropolis, which is coming out, which is the full functional release with the user experience and the Mist browser for the end users. The goal is to develop the applications and get developers developing the applications, and then we'll have a full featured place where users can actually start developing.
All right, you don't want to open up the gates to the regular users and have nothing there.
You can't have an app store with no apps.
Yeah, so I mean, as far as the rollout is concerned, the first phase is coming.
Correct.
Right?
In the next couple of weeks, we're doing external security audits right now that we're waiting to get back. We've done a lot of internal audits. We have bounty bug programs that are going out right now, and we're hoping within the next few weeks the first launch of Frontier will happen.
Where would one go to learn more about this?
Ethereum.org.
Spell that?
Ethereum.org.
Ethereum.org. It sounds like a pretty exciting thing that you got going on, and you're definitely enthusiastic about it. You're one of the originals behind the program, right?
That's right, yeah.
So tell me else, you've got a lot of other irons in the fire. We've got about another minute left here. You showed me Zero Wallet last night. Is that what it's called?
No, I showed you actually Rush Wallet. So
Rush Wallet.
CryptoKit is my wallet as well, which I used to be a sponsor of the show with CryptoKit.
It's going to be Zero something.
Yeah, no, this was actually Rush Wallet.
Okay.
So Rush Wallet is an instant HTML file wallet, which actually we made to replace Insta Wallet back in the day. That was a wallet that people were using that got hacked and all these bitcoins were lost.
It was like a throwaway wallet service. You go to the website, they give you a wallet, and then it's gone.
Exactly,
basically.
But they were holding on to people's bitcoins, and that was the issue.
So that's a bad idea.
We developed a much better system, instant, and we're not holding on to anybody's bitcoins. We don't have access. Everything's stored client-side, never sent to any servers.
Where do you go to get that?
RushWallet.com. You can do as many of those wallets you want, and then CryptoKit is CryptoKit.com.
I love CryptoKit. Use it all the time for TGP.
Love it.
Anthony Diorio from Ethereum.org.
Ethereum.org.
Thanks for coming on Free Talk Live here tonight. Or today, from the Texas Bitcoin
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges start a conversation with your neighbor or your doctor or your family or your school. Now there's teachers and lawyers and business executives, and they all wear shiny badges and they all reject the state. Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges show the world that you reject coercion and aggression and oppression by the state. Shinybadges.com.
Well, I did it. I finally left the empire behind. And now that I'm safely settled in Chile, I'm gathering with others like me to build a new community called Fort Galt. Fort Galt is designed to be the ideal home base for professionals and their families to live and work in peace. If you're ready to ditch the super state and bring your business to freer lands, visit us online at fortgalt.com. That's fortgalt.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is
is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit HeartDrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.